So Friday night's concert begins with the Raymond Overture, which you've avoided programming all this time for fear it will look self-aggrandizing. And the next piece on the program, a piano concerto, takes you back to your student days when you won the concerto competition at Oberlin. So of course you know it very well, but listeners may not.
I have to say, Saint-Saëns wrote some wonderful pieces, of course, we know that. This fifth piano concerto doesn't get played as much as some of the other works, but this has great charm. It's a piece that has a delicate quality to it, and I don't know whether that's part of the French mystique. I think it's wonderful that we have an internationally famous French pianist performing this with us, Pascal Roget. It's in three movements, as most piano concerti are, and this starts with a waltz, but instead of your typical 1-2-3, 1-2-3, the melody is just on 1 and 2. So you're hearing 1-2, 1-2, 1-2-3, 1-2. It leaves you up in the air a little bit, which is quite lovely. It's sort of an airy feeling to it. The flowing quality of the melody also lends itself to kind of waves. You'll get a little crescendo followed by another diminuendo, a crescendo and then a diminuendo. So there's a billowing quality, I would say. It's very fancy for the pianist, lots of little runs and scales and fast arpeggiated passages that have to be played delicately and lightly and with a sparkle.
By all accounts, Saint-Saëns himself was a terrific pianist.
Yes.
He played this work in the first performance.
Yes, and I don't know whether this is good or bad for those that follow artists like that. You have to be up to the same technical level as the artist.
We hear that Saint-Saëns was a prodigy as well, that along with Mozart and Mendelssohn, Saint-Saëns started off very early as a musical genius.
Yes, indeed, and prolific. So many works and beautiful melodies, an endless supply of great memorable tunes. When the first movement ends, we go into the unusual and kind of exotic second movement of this concerto. The nickname for Saint-Saëns' fifth piano concerto is the Egyptian concerto. He was on a trip on the Nile. He heard some of the natives from the shore singing a little tune, and he incorporated the elements of those tunes into this second movement. Hence the Egyptian concerto, to give it a nickname. It's a driving rhythm that has an unusual pulse to it, a folk strumming guitar type of a rhythm. The soloist doesn't play a melody. The soloist plays interjections and dramatic statements as though the solo piano is trying to speak some text over this accompaniment in the orchestra strings. Later on in this second movement, Saint-Saëns uses scales that have flavors to them, maybe African flavors to them, that give us a hint of something that's just not European. He wanted it to sound different. And one of the most lovely effects he creates is he has the pianist play a melody in the treble register, but the melody's in the left hand. And while this melody is being played in the left hand, the pianist uses his right hand much higher on the keyboard to play quiet chords against the left hand melody. But the chords are such that they sound as though they're in a different key. The effect, when it works beautifully, is it makes you feel as though you're hearing the piano play some sort of harmonics, as though there's an eerie after sound if you're in a cathedral or something, and there's something that's ringing in the background that doesn't quite line up with the harmony of the melody. I have to admit that when I performed this as a student, one of the things I strove for was not only to get the nice balance between that, but I made it a point to drop my right hand as soon as I could after the passage was over, so no one could see how I was making this sound. I think it would be fun if our soloist does the same. In the final movement of the Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto, he surprises us by going a completely different direction. When you hear the beginning of it, you can't help but think honky-tonk. It sounds like something that maybe Scott Joplin might have imitated in a few years. It's a lot of fun. The middle theme in this last movement keeps the same tempo, but just has an expansive melody that keeps on struggling to get to the highest register on the piano. By the time we come to the end of the concerto, the honky-tonk rhythm has really just infected us all. We're all tapping our feet. And in the final moments, instead of a cadenza, Saint-Saëns doesn't want the music to stop completely. He just decides to let the orchestra take a break for a few bars and have the pianist go wild on octave passages that just burst from the bottom of the keyboard right clear up to the top and sends it over the hill. A sunny work that makes you smile by the end of it.
I think our listeners would like to know which of the three movements was your favorite to play.
For me, and this is my own personality, I think the middle movement, the slow movement with all the exoticism, was my most favorite. It has so many misty colors to the sound that I really enjoyed that. And then, of course, you know, you just bounce yourself away on the final movement. But the second movement is really special.